An estimated 1 million North Carolinians owe student loan debt. And as Liz Schlemmer reports, many may be wondering how to handle their debt during this financial crisis.
Josmel Perez has a master's degree, and he's gone through the process of buying a home more than once. But he says it's still hard to wrap his head around student loans.
The mortgage system, credit cards, other parts of finance make a whole lot more sense.
He and his wife have multiple degrees and multiple student loans, but they don't talk about them much. They just make their payments.
It's like a black hole once you go down. It's like a rabbit hole. A lot of mazes.
He's heard the Federal CARES Act suspended interest on some student loans, but isn't totally sure how or if it affects him. Rochelle Sparco is with the Center for Responsible Lending, a Durham-based nonprofit. She has one piece of advice for Perez or any student loan borrower.
Talk to your servicer and make sure that your loan is covered before you make decisions about whether to pay or not.
For some, unemployment or financial uncertainty might mean it's hard to make payments right now. Others who have stable work and just got a windfall in the form of a stimulus check might be wondering if now is a good time to pay ahead.
If your loan is not covered by the CARES Act, you may have other options available that your servicer should be able to talk to you about.
Calling your student loan servicer might sound like an intimidating chore. So I asked Sparco what borrowers need to know, starting with what's new.
The federal government has made it so federal student loan borrowers do not have to make payments between mid-March and September. During that period when they do not need to make payments, interest will not accrue on their loans, nor will they be assessed late fees.
That's good news for people who have federal loans and are struggling to pay, but there are caveats too. So what should borrowers do with this information?
My answer basically differs kind of from student to student. The loan servicer is actually the only entity that can give you full information.
The CARES Act only applies to federal loans, so she says the first thing you should ask yourself is whether your student loan is federal or private. But private loans may offer similar relief. In some cases, you may just have to call your servicer and ask.
You do have to be prepared to be an advocate for yourself to some extent when you talk to them.
She suggests arming yourself with these questions.
Who owns your loan is a great question to ask. Does the owner of your loan offer any forbearance during this time period? Are there any costs associated with that forbearance?
One borrower told me she's been weighing whether or not to use her federal stimulus check to pay ahead on her student loans. Is that a good idea?
Like if you could use your stimulus payment to finish paying your student loan debt, then maybe just retiring the debt is the right decision for you. I think the biggest thing to remember is if your loan is covered by the CARES Act, nothing bad is going to happen if you make a $0 payment, make no payment at all between now and September.
But there can actually be a downside to paying a federal loan for some. Let's say, like Perez, you're seeking public service loan forgiveness. That program allows people who work for nonprofits or in government or education to have their loans forgiven after a number of years. Perez works for UNC Chapel Hill and is planning to count his time there for loan forgiveness. So what about his family?
They may want to consider not making payments even if they are capable of doing so, because these months of zero payment with zero interest accruing are going to count toward the date when they get the forgiveness.
If Perez makes no payments through September, he could still count these months toward his public service.
I am shocked.
He had no idea there could be a downside to paying his loan.
Well, the hard part about it is that now, knowing that, I'm like, oh, I need to make sure I find the time to make that phone call within everything else in life.
Sparco says, as tough as it is, many borrowers could benefit from making that call. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.